guys, welcome back to another episode of War of the Wise, where we talk about it all. Guys, gotta give me a minute. I got my notes actually labeled out this time, like in different categories, like I said I would in the last podcast. First things first, Happy New Year. Well, I'm late. I'm 2 weeks late on New Year's. If you guys can't tell, I got a strep throat. It's been killing me. But make sure you guys follow me on TikTok and Instagram at IamWar100. And follow my Facebook page, IamWar. Anyway, let's get into it. Cars. Let's talk about cars. Dodge is now releasing dealership performance packages. Meaning now, when you buy a new Charger or Challenger, you know, them big boy, I'm talking about not no SXTs, but the big boys, Hellcats, Demons, you know, you can get them at its fullest without avoiding any warranty. Like back then, like before they did this, you put anything aftermarket on there, you probably would mess up your warranty for the car. But now you could do it at the dealership with the performance package, and they'll do it for you. And these performance packages comes with all kinds of goodies, you know, at the with three different tiers. In the third tier, like, you'll be, say you got a Dodge Demon, and you get the third tier, you go from probably about 680 horsepower, but with the third tier, and with third tier in the performance, with the performance done to it, you'll be at about 900 horsepower. Where they said they would change the pulleys, turbo supercharged, you know, all that good stuff. Must be nice. And when it breaks down, when you could literally drive your Hellcat with no problem now. It busts down, you can take it to the car dealership, they'll fix it for you now, because guess what? You didn't avoid the warranty. You now got 900 horsepower Dodge Charger, fully modded, and you still got your warranties. Must be nice. I'm trying to get like them folks. Them folks got big money. You out here buying a $100,000 car? Well, I don't know. Last time I went to a car dealership looking at Dodge Demon, thing, it was about 90K. I was like, goodness gracious, who got that kind of money? Not I. Not to just throw away on a car. Not I. But anyways, let's get into the gaming news. On the last episode of the podcast, I had mentioned that Dying Light 2 had been released. I was wrong. The game was delayed. The initial release date was December the 7th. That was the release date. Now, the release date was December the 7th, but the game got delayed. And now it's going to be released on February the 4th of this year. That's going to be the first game I'm playing off-gate when I get my gaming setup ready. Well, only thing I got to buy now is I got to buy a gaming chair. PS5, Diamond Ball StockX, and the two monitors. I gotta buy a monitor for the PS5 and a monitor for the PC, and we get that ready. We get to pick up the game we're gonna play. That's gonna be the first game I'm gonna play. Rumors are going around saying that Fortnite will be possibly adding a no build mode. Let me tell you guys something. Fortnite is a good game when you don't build. Like, every time I play a game, I play a match, and I don't build, I do good. Like, I'm winning that match. But, man, when you're playing with some of these folks that sit right here, you run up to them, gunfight. You know, nice little gunfight. Next thing you know, somebody building a five-star hotel. You don't even want to mess with them no more. Like, goodness, I got to get up out of here, because I'm not building all that. I'm not finna 1v1 you. If we gonna be building, I don't even got enough materials for all that. You doing too much, good buddy. You were doing entirely too much. Stop building. Stop building. You see that I'm not building nothing. You already built all the way up to the sky. You four stories high. Why is you still building? I'm still on the ground. I'm finna knock all of them down. I'm finna knock them all down. Why are you still building? Funny as hell. Oh boy. Anyways, this year gaming is gonna be nice. I can tell you guys now, this year gaming is gonna be nice. We got a bunch of releases for the Switch, for the Xbox, for the PlayStation. We got all kinds of releases. I ain't even gonna hold y'all to it. I didn't even know Saints Row was coming out with another game. And this was like my last podcast. I was telling you guys how these gaming companies do poorly with advertising their new released games. I didn't know Saints Row was coming out with a new game. They're coming out with a new game. New game. You probably didn't even know that. That's crazy. And then Pokemon is coming out with a new iconic single player open world RPG. Jesus Christ. Pokemon Arceus Legends. I'm gonna be playing that, but I don't know how long I'm gonna be playing it, because I'm gonna tell you guys now, that game comes out on January the 29th, I think. And Dying Light 2 comes out on February the 4th. So you mean I'm looking at it like that. Now I'm like, dang, these dates are close. And even now I'm playing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. I'm like, I gotta beat this game before, you know, Pokemon comes out. But I ain't in no rush. You game to game. So I'ma relax playing these games. Last bit for the gaming news is, The Suicide Squad killed the Justice League gameplay. Like, you see what I'm saying? Another game. No advertisement whatsoever. You got to look it up. Why is it like that? Dear developers, advertise your games more. Suicide Squad got a game coming out. Kill the Justice League. Like, what? The gameplay looks good. It looks good, y'all. You guys ever played Sunset Overdrive on Xbox? That's what the movement system is like. That's what it really looks like. The movement system looks like Sunset Overdrive, but the graphics look different. Like, the graphics look a bit tougher than the... Like, it don't match, but then again, it do match. It's like, the graphics look too clean for it to be moving like that. Why is you moving like that? You moving too good. Like, it's too good to be true. It's moving way too good to be true. I'm telling you. Next bit of news is celebrities. Miss Betty White died on New Year's Day. She was supposed to be turning 100 soon. She died on New Year's Day. That's crazy, y'all. R.I.P. Miss Betty White. Iconic public figure. Next bit of celebrity news is Kodak Black. I don't know what's wrong with Buddy. Buddy out here wilding. Buddy. I don't know. These rappers nowadays are just wilding. Like, I don't know what they be doing. But they be wilding, y'all. Huh? Let me get that y'all now. They be wilding. Kodak was arrested on New Year's Day for trespassing. But let me tell you something. It ain't last long because he got bonded out. And, next thing you know, you see him at what game was it? He was at college football game? No, he was at a game. He was at a sports game, and dude was like literally getting lapped in. Like, it wasn't even a lap dance. Like, the girl was twerking. Yeah, it was lap dance. I guess you can say it was lap dance. He was getting a lap dance, and there's two different views, and one of them just looked like he was just like trying to smash. It looked like he was smashing. I ain't gonna say kind of smash. It looked like he was smashing. What am I talking about? Somebody get this man some help. You don't need to be doing all that. Last bit of news is anime. Anime going tough this year. This year, 2022, anime gonna be going. It's gonna be lit, y'all. I'm telling you now. Attack on Titan. The final season just came out. Oh my. We got Bleach. We got Attack on Titan. Demon Slayer. Made in the being straight. Dragon Ball Super Hero. What the world? I'm telling y'all. Anime is just, no. Anime do good with they advertising. But I'm telling you now, Dragon Ball Superhero, what? Two supers? That don't make no sense, y'all. That right there, it just don't be making no, that don't make no sense. But we got a lot of anime coming out this year. A lot of long waited on new seasons, like animes that had season two and they drop a new season within like 5 years. I'm talking about long waited seasons. All that we got, I'm telling you guys, this year anime gonna be nice. You might go ahead and start collecting them pops, cause it's gonna be worth it. I'm telling you. But that's it for this episode. I know this episode was kind of you know, it was kind of quick. I'm looking at my time on this episode now. It's 10 minutes. Like, what? But, yeah, you guys, I'm going to try to make them longer next time. I made these notes, and I was like, dang, I don't feel good. But, yeah. Boy, y'all pray for me. But, with that being said, love you guys. Follow me on social media. Subscribe, share. Peace.